Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the previous shiur, we discussed the Halacha Moshe Misinai that Rashi says. Rashi says that aside from the pasuk that it says in the Chumash, the pasuk in the Torah that anybody that comes into the same oil underneath the same roof as a dead body becomes tameh, which the Gemara calls oil hamshacha. Besides that, there's a separate halacha that the Torah says that we know from Halacha Moshe Misinai that it's not explicit in the pasukim. That's called tumah ritzutza. And that means that whenever you have a tumah that's not underneath an oil, it's not, or if something that's underneath an oil but it does not fulfill the parameters of a tumas oil, like we said, if you don't have a space of a tefach, an empty space between the floor and the oil and this roof, so then that's considered tumah ritzutza. And the halacha is that tumah ritzutza goes straight up without spreading out, and it can even go through, the tumah will go through solid objects. Anyone, any person or thing that's directly on top of the tumah or directly below the tumah will automatically become tameh. That is the halacha of tumah ritzutza, which Rashi says is a halacha l'moshe misinai. There is a gemara in Nazir. And the Gemara in Nazir darshins a pasuk that tells me that there is a new type of tumas mace, and that is called tumas kever. A kever is a grave. There are special halachas that apply to the tumah of a kever. When I take a dead body and you put it in a coffin or you put it in a grave, and it's completely sealed, it's covered in a box or something like that. So the Torah says, we have a special pasuk that says that anyone that is directly on top of the kever will become tameh. And the Gemara says, Hu adin, if you touch the sides of the kever, the sides of the coffin, you also become tameh. This is called tumas kever, and the Gemara learns it out. The Gemara darshins a posik in the parasha of tumas meis, over there in the beginning of parashas chukas. So this is a halacha that's learned out of the posik. Now there's a big machlokes rishonim, what exactly is the case of tumas kever? What are we talking about when Torah says that a kever is metame? What's the chiddush? Tosfos shita in many places, and Tosfos shita in Nazir, and Tosfos shita in Brachos, is that if you have a dead body that's inside a kever, inside a box that's completely sealed, has no holes, it's not open at any part, at any point, it's completely sealed all around, on top and bottom and the sides. So the halacha is that even though I have a tefach of space in between the top of the dead body and the top of the coffin, the top of the kever, still the halacha is that the tumah will go through, and anyone who's on top of the kever, on top of the coffin, will become tameh. Even though we said the halacha is that a oihel is choytet b'fnei tumah, we said, and that there was discussion in the previous year, that when you have a oihel, the oil is chaytzitz, and the tumah does not go through the oil. However, Tosfos says that a kever is an exception. Although this should fulfill all the criteria for being considered a oihel, it's a tefach wide, it's a tefach long, and there's a tefach height of empty space. Nevertheless, since it's completely sealed, there is a new parsha, a new halacha of tumas kever that the Torah says, and in such a situation, the kever itself, the box itself, the thing itself that's surrounding and covering the dead body, is considered like it's also a davar tameh, and it's a davar that's metameh, and therefore the halacha will be that anyone who is directly on top of the kever, even if he's not directly on top of the mace, even if we say that this box is very wide, and you're directly on top of the ends of the box, and you're not directly on top of the dead body, nevertheless, the halacha is the entire kever is considered a davar tameh. And we say that the tumah goes through and the person becomes tameh. This is the shita of Tosfos in many places in Shas. However, Rashi in Brachos disagrees with Tosfos. Rashi in Brachos says clearly that the Gemara over there has a discussion about a kever, and the Gemara says that we know the halacha is that a kever is metameh. Says Rashi that the case is that you do not have a tefach of space in between the top of the dead body and the kever. That's the case. The case when we say that if someone who's on top of the kever becomes tameh, and the tumah of the kever goes up and the tumah of the maize goes through the top of the coffin. That halacha is true, says Rashi, in a case where you do not have a tevach of space in between the top of the mace, the top of the dead body, and the top of the coffin. However, the implication from Rashi is that if you were to have a tevach of space, so we have the old halacha that we say that a oil is chayitz b'fnei atumah. Since the top of the coffin is considered an oil, it has all the proper parameters, it's tevach wide, tevach long, and a tevach tall, tevach of empty space, therefore the tumah will not go through. So in Tosis' case of a kever, according to Rashi, a person standing on top of the kever will not become tameh. The only time where a person on top of the kever will become tummy, according to Rashi, is in a case where you do not have a tefach in between. And since you don't have a tefach in between, that is where you have a parasha of tumas kever. Now, Tosis obviously agrees to Rashi that in such a case where you do not have a tefach in between, that person standing on top is tummy. But Tosis will say, you know why that case, a person is tummy? Because that's tumah ritzutza. This is a halacha, which Rashi said is a halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that tumah ritzutza, we have a Messiah for Moshe Rabbeinu, that whenever I have a mace underneath something which does not have a tevach of space, it's called tumah ritzutza, and the tumah goes straight through, and it can go through solid objects. The halacha of kever, we said, is learned out of a pasuk. It's a pasuk, the Gemara makes a drosha, that tells you something called tumas kever. So Tosis says, that can't be the chiddush of tumas kever, because that we know from tumah ritzutza. It must be that the chiddush of tumas kever is a different case. The chiddush of tumas kever is, like according to Tosis, that I have a tevach. If I have a tevach of space, so then, usually, we say, if it's not sealed, and there's another opening on the side, or on the bottom, or somewhere else, then, it's not considered a kever, and the tumas that's stopped by the oil, it's considered oil and it stops the tumah. But when it's completely sealed, then it's a kever and the tumah goes all the way through. So the question is on Rashi, and the Mefarshim actually ask us on Rashi, what's the pshat in Rashi? Rashi himself, we said, says that the halach of tumah ritzutza is halach of Moshe Mitzinai. That's Rashi by us, and daf kuf chaf hayim beis, that says there's something called tumah ritzutza, and it's learned out of a halach of Moshe Mitzinai. So if that's learned out of halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the definition of halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the Rambam writes in his Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, halacha Moshe Mitzinai is something that we only know because we have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and there is no place in the Torah, no place where the Torah makes a drosha that tells you this halacha. So if I have a drosha, and this is learned out of Kever Sosum, then how could Rashi tell me it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai? So it would seem redundant that we have two different sources, and in addition we have two different sources, either one is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai that tells me this Halacha, and one is a Drosha. So which is it? What is the Pshat in Rashi? This Kasha was asked by the Sefer on Olis, the Sidri Tyrus, and he wants to say that there is a special Chiddush regarding the Halacha of Kever Sosum. He wants to say that really that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi really meant to say that the chiddush of kever sosum is when I have a halal tefach, but the chiddush of kever sosum is that the tumah spreads to the sides, like you mentioned before. It's not the pashtus in Rashi. However, the entire kasha that we said is based on Rashi Bayos. Rashi Bayos in Daf Kuf Chofei says that the tumah ritzutza is learned out of a halachol Moshe Mitzinai. If we examine this halacha in the context that Rashi says it, we'll see that really there should not be any kasha on the shita of Rashi from the fact that Rashi over there says that this is the chiddush of kever sosum and over here says it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. What's our Gemara discussing? Our Gemara has a discussion of tumas mahil. Our Gemara is having a discussion that there is different types of tumas oil. We mentioned there's a type of tumas oil that anybody is underneath the same roof. He's underneath the same roof as the tumah, so he becomes tumah. And the Gemara over here talks about a different type of tumah called tumas mahil, which is when a person or an object is directly on top. So there the tumah doesn't have to spread. If it spreads, it's called samshocha. In the case of miles, where the person is directly on top of the tumah. And then the Gemara has another case. The Gemara says over here, Rav Zeira says that there's something called tumah ritzutza bein beis migdolim. There's a tumah that's ritzutza. It's in between two migdolim, two containers, two chests. So which Rashi says that whenever you have two boxes next to each other, and they're right next to each other, it's very, very close. You don't have a tevach of space in between. So if I have a mace or a piece of a mace over there in that area that's in between the two boxes, and it's not a tefach al tefach, So even if there happens to be a roof on top, but I don't have a space of a tefach, so that is halachically considered tumah ritzutza. And therefore, the tumah goes up, and it will not be considered an oil. Why does the Gemara talk about tumah ritzutza over here? Because the Gemara brings the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Zeaklau, kol shu mishem echod mitztarif, v'tomei, mishnei shem oiskohar. That the halacha is that in order for tumah, in order to be, for a mace, to make something else tumah, it requires a shear, it requires a kizayis. But the Mishnah says it doesn't have to be that you have a piece of a mace that is one kizayis. I could have two pieces of a mace, each one is half of a kizayis, and although each one is half of a kizayis, they could be mitztarif. They could combine halachically to say that together they have the ability to make somebody tameh. So that if one person touches both halves of the kizayis at the same time, he has tumas maga, he's tameh. If a person carries both halves at the same time, so that's tumas masa. This is the sugi of the Gemara that says, yesh negeh v'chayzev v'negeh, daf kuf chav dalet. Yesh noise v'chayzev v'noiseh. So that's a discussion over there. But this mission over here says that yes, if they are shnei shemais, if it's the same way of making a person tameh, that both are maga, that he touched both halves, or he's carried both halves, the halacha is that he becomes tameh. But if he touches half of the tumah and he carries half of the tumah, those are two separate shemais. They're two different types, two different ways to become tameh from the mace, and those are not mitztarif. Though you cannot combine those two. But the Gemara wants to say a chiddush. The Mishnah really says it. The Mishnah says, "Hanegeh bekachatzi zayis v'dover da'acher ma'al olav al kachatzi zayis tar." That if somebody touches half of a kizayis and he has an oihel, so half of kizayis he's touching, the other half of kizayis he's not touching, but he's underneath the same roof. He's underneath the same roof as half of a kizayis, and then there's a window, and he's sticking his hand out of the window and touching the other half of the kizayis. Since it's two separate shemois, it's not mitzdarif. On this comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says that when I have tumaritzutza, says Reb Zeira, when it's a tumaritzutza is not considered, although you're not touching the tumah, but halachically it's not considered the same category as tumas oil. Tumas oil means that you're underneath the same roof as the tumah. So that is called tumas oil. That's not mitzdarif with tumas negeh, with the tumah of touching. However, if one half of a kizayis is touching, and the other half of kizayis is a tumah ritzutza, like it's in between the two boxes, and the person is suspended in midair on top of the two boxes, or he's underneath the two, so then we say tumah ritzutza, the tumah goes shoots straight up at this person, and he has tumah ritzutza from half of kizayis, and at the same time he's touching half of kizayis, says the Gemara, this is considered the two ways of the same category, the same way of becoming tameh, and therefore the Gemara says that tumah ritzutza, at least according to Reb Zeira, tumah ritzutza is considered a tumas mago. It's as if he's touching the tumah. It's that when the tumah shoots up, it's as if you're mamish touching the tumah. The tumah is touching the person, and therefore it's considered a tumas mago, and the person will become tameh. On this halacha, this is where Rashi comes along, and Rashi says that why is this true? Because the halacha of tumah ritzutza is a halacha l'moshe misinai. What does Rashi mean to say? So, simply put, as we assumed until now, Rashi is telling us that how do we know there's such thing as tumah ritzutza? It doesn't say it in the Torah. The answer is because it's learned halacha Moshe Misinai. But once we understand that really the basic halacha of tumah ritzutza does say in the Torah, we said it's according to Rashi, it's by kever. But why does Rashi over here have to quote the halacha Moshe Misinai of tumah ritzutza? Why doesn't he say it's included in the halacha of tumas kever? The answer is that tumas kever is included in the parsha of tumah. That's considered a tumas oil. If I only have the halacha of a tumas kever that the Torah says if someone's on top of a kever, so I would say you're right, the person on top of the kever is tameh, but he's not considered as if he's touching the actual kever, he's touching the actual mace. That's considered a tumas oil. It's as if, just like we say when you're in the same, underneath the same roof as a davar tameh, you become tameh. So when you're directly on top of it, you are the oil, so you're spreading tumah underneath, and since you're the oil, you also become tameh. That's a corollary of tumas oil. The truth is, we didn't see exactly what is the makar for tumas maya when you're directly on top. It could be that the makar is over here from the parsha of kever sosim. However, if he's considered a mahil, he's considered a mahil and he's considered a type of a form of tumas oil, that's not going to be enough for him to be mitzdarif if he's being mahil on top of a chatzi zayis and at the same time he's touching another chatzi zayis. That's not going to tell because it's two separate shemis. The chiddush of the halachah l'moshe misinai holds Rashi that the chiddush chiddush is that tumra tzutzis by kas va'olot actually moves up and it's considered a tumas mago. It's another step. It's considered a tumas mago, and therefore it's a tumas mago. It's as if he's actually touching the tumah. So at the same time, he's touching the tumah. So the halacha is that he's touching one half, and the other half is tumra tzutzis, but it's as if he's touching, and therefore they will be mitzdarif, and that is the extra chiddush that I see in the halacha Moshe Misinai. And this answers the steer. It's not a steer in Rashi. True, they both seem to be telling me the same halacha, that when you're directly on top of the tumah, you become tameh. But the pasuk is telling me that it's considered a tumas oil, and the halacha Moshe Misinai is mechadish, that it's equivalent to tumas maga, and therefore it's mitzdarif. Just there is another nafkamina, if I can consider a tumas mag or a tumas oil, and that is, there is a discussion, the Gemara says, many places, the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim, if the bodies of non-Jews, of goyim, are mitame be'oil or not. Everybody agrees they're mitame be'mago, uve'masa. By touching it and carrying it, you do become tame. The question is there tumas oil? Does the parish of tumas oil apply? And the Gemara over there, Nozer, Daf Nadal, and Alf, and other places in Yevomis, on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says that there is the opinion of Reb Shimon, which is how the Rambam paskins, kivrei akum einem mitame be'oil, famous drosha atem kriin odom, the ein umas oilum kriin odom, and the Torah says odom kiyomas be'oil. Therefore, the halacha of tumas oil only applies to a mace of a Yisrael and not a mace of a goy. Nevertheless, the Vilna Goyin writes that the halacha is that although the halacha is that the kivrei akum are not metame ba'oil, but if someone is directly on top of the kevra of a goy, the halacha is that he becomes tameh. What's the pshat? The pshat is like we said. The pshat is that this halachav is directly on top. I don't have a pesach tefach, so that's called tumaritzutza. Tumaritzutza is considered tumas mago. The halach is Rav Shimon Olds Kiriak, we're not metame ba'oil. If you're in the, underneath the same roof as a mace that's a goy, then the halacha is that he won't become tame. But if you're directly on top of the mace, that's not called oil, that's called mago, because that's tumaritzutza. And tumaritzutza is considered tumas mago. Therefore, such a case is the Vilna Goyin, that a person will become tame even by a kever of a goy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.